We are up to Daf Samach Amud Aleph. Samach, tomorrow will be halfway point. Daf Samach Amud Aleph. And let's start from the two dots at the bottom of the Tesla base. That's the Sugya. Amud Rav Huna said, that Umoitzi beget. He says that not only they shouldn't marry, and if they married, they have to divorce as well. Talks about if the Kohen Gadol raped a woman, or a Kohen Gadol seduced a woman, he shouldn't marry. But it says v'im nasa nasa. He says Rav Huna, it doesn't mean that they get stay married. Of course, he has to give her a get. So what do you mean im nasa nasa? If they're married, they're married. In the sense, I'm Rabbi Yaakov Yaakov Loimis. So what does it mean im nasa nasa? It means she'ein mishalom knas mefuta, that you normally have to pay a penalty when it comes to ma'anis. You always pay the penalty. When it comes to mefuta, only if you don't marry. But if you marry, you don't pay the penalty. So when he marries her, instead of giving her a penalty, he has to give her a ksuva. And then he should divorce her and pay her the ksuva. So she gets paid anyway, but it won't be called a knas. It'll be called a ksuva.
But it's much more. Ksuva is 200.
It's 100 because she's a bula. Oh.
But he did it.
But he's marrying her afterwards. Says the Gemara, Ozel Rab Givi. She has to agree to get married. Ozel Rab Givi and Beit Kossel.
She didn't have to agree to get married.
No, but what she did. No, this is seduced. It's going to be Beit Kossel. Amla the Shemite. Instead of the Gemara, Kamed Ravashi. Amla, he said, what Rabbi Yechon and Tavai did Rabbi Yechon both say, boy Geres. Both Rabbi Yechon both said that a boy Geres. And a mukis eight. If she lost the psulim, but not through bila, but through other natural causes. La yitzu, they shouldn't marry. V'im nosu nosu, they clearly hold in that case over there by begetim mukis eight. If they did marry, they remain married. Alma, what do we see? What's a svara? Soif liyeh begetas tachta. Since anyway, she's a psula. What's gonna happen tomorrow when they get married? She turns into a bula. So now that you married her, when she was a begetas. No big deal, because anyway she'll turn into loser psulim. Soifuli as mukas eitz tachta, saying just like mukas eitz. So hachanami over here. Soifuli as bula tachta. The end will be that they will become a bula as well. So what is it called? Rav Huna coming along and saying, in the name of Rav, that she does not, he's not allowed to remain married. The Kohen Gadol seduces a woman, he's not allowed to remain married with her, he marries her and divorces straight away. When Rav clearly holds a begetus, he's allowed to, if he marries, he shouldn't marry, he stays married. And the svara is because anyway, tomorrow she'll lose a psulim. Nu, they use the same svara over here, the same Rav. So the same thing over here, when the Kohen Gadol marries the one that he seduced, what's the problem? She's a bula. But anyway, she should have become a bula. So why does he have to divorce her? Why do you say he has to divorce her? Kasha is a kasha from the Rav Huna's version of Rav, what Rav actually said here. That's his own. That's the wife that he mefata manus. What about somebody else's mefata manus? There, lo yisa shouldn't marry. V'im nos, if he did marry, is Rabbi Loza ben Yaakov oimer havlat cholam. You shouldn't marry of the foot or anus, which is ilchen israseikah says b'sulam amikach, and he did marry. The vlad is a cholam. Why is the vlad a cholam? L'chayde tzoli nasei. We'll soon see. Usually, a koyim marries a grusha. The leisa said the child is a chol. The chacham may have liked the vlad that someone's kosher. Amar Abuna Rav Halacha Rav Zayalok Rav Zayakiv Rav Zayakiv. Chena Rav Gidla Rav Halacha Rav Zayakiv. We had before already Kavanoki Halacha Rav like him. Ikidami others say Amar Abuna Rav my time Rav Zayakiv what's his svara? So Rav Halacha Rav Loza. He holds like Rav Loza who says that a ponuy abol a ponuya is she becomes a zayna. So he's doing a lav right now. Because he's the one who made her into, he was a pawn and she's a player. Yeah, so but he turned into a Zionist. So that's a lav and a lav. The children are chalalim. That's why. Freddy Gemoro, me sova la kavasa. Are you going to tell me Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov holds like Rabbi Lozer? Well, Kaimala, don't we have a rule we learned earlier? Mishnas Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov kavanoki. Whatever Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov said, even though it's only limited, very limited what he says, it's a noki. It's always that way. Bila Bahan over here, Omar Amarab ain't a Rabalaza. He had a Rabalaza. If Rabalaza and Yaakov's whole din is based on Rabalaza, how can that be? How can that be? Kasha, it's talking Kasha, the second version of Kasha. Rabash says, you know what's going on here? You know why Rabalaza and Yaakov holds the child's cholol? Because cholol mechayve asei kamifli. If you're even Isra.